Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Get fired up.
Let's get fired up. Dun, dun,
dun. If we ever did have a podcast, that'd be our intro. Yeah.
Let's get fired up.
Say, let's get fired up. Let's get fired up.
Hey, let's get fired up.
And then sometimes we could do like an instrumental, like lo-fi one. It's like, let's get fired up.
That would be when Ashley's on the podcast. Instrumental.
True. We could cater it to our guests.
Oh, that would be fun.
You know? And if you were the guest on our show, it would be like Big Booty Remix. And it'd be like, let's get fired up.
It'd be like, let's get fired up.
No, it'd be like, fired up.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, shifting gears because I want to obviously end on a positive note. What would you say you miss the most about our working?
What do you miss about me?
Yeah, what would you say you miss the most about our working relationship? And I guess what are you looking forward to about our friendship?
Oh my God. I mean, I think I even already texted you this like a month ago or something, but I was like, I love how we've gotten so much closer. And again, not that I ever thought you didn't like me for me, but like obviously if I'm like, oh, I'm paying you to hang out, basically, you know what I mean? But now it's just, I don't know, I think now, like, the trust and bond I thought we had then, I think now it's even more, it's just like, oh my God, if a brand fucking screws you over, like, now I'm just like, no.
Wait, really? That's so funny. I'm like, I've always felt like that.
Oh, no, I always felt that way. It's just deeper. Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, word.
Because, like, I think for me as a boss, there would be times you're like, oh, no, it's weird. You're my boss. So I'd be like, okay, noted, like, have a little bit of, you know.
Oh, about just things.
If we're talking about dating or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Just, like, in general, like, everything. I'm like, oh, no, you're right. Or, like, even I'm like, felt like your mom sometimes of like, oh, I don't want to embarrass you. Like, if you're doing a shoot or something and you're like, Alicia, like, I'm just happy to do this. I don't want you to, like, make a scene or something like that. You know what I mean? Not like I would make a scene, but, like, I feel like now as a friend, it's easier. I don't know. In some ways, it just feels easier to even be like, I feel like we can talk about things, like, before maybe you thought were, like, awkward or, like, dating advice or, like, more, even me being like, Illy, like, I know how much you don't say I love you to people and how it feels awkward, and I can get why it would feel weird if your boss says I love you, but, like, now I'm like, oh my God, I love that I can be like, Illy, and yeah, it doesn't mean anything, like, weird or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not that it did, but you get it. So I'm just excited for that, the future. Obviously, I think I miss having, knowing you were, like, my right-hand person for anything and everything. The house was so empty afterwards, like, so sad. And, like, little things like that, I think I just miss, like, feeling like a team, like, we got this.
Same.
Even just having someone who I fully trust their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have to remind myself that didn't happen overnight. But that is something I miss a lot, because now I think, which has been very good for me, is me realizing, like, oh, in some ways I think I lean too much on you for your opinion and approval of things, where I'm like, Alicia, in the end, this is your channel. What do you think? What do you believe? Mm-hmm. Is this video good enough on its own? Then yes, post it. Like, like, don't reach for other people's approval, whether it's your management, whether it's TK's, whether it's anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, in the end, how many years did you do this where you loved the video, you'd post it?
Yeah, boom. This is your audience.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, like, I think one of the things that I loved was having those people to lean on, you specifically, mm-hmm, to lean on you to be like, hey, watch this video, like, right, okay, this part's like, I could fix that, I could make it better.
Well, of course, that's so nice to have someone that will give you their best foot forward.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Of course.
But the level of which I trusted you, or we just got it, like, the fun that we had, and even whether it was parallel or pretty basic, like, when it came to new things starting, just, like, I don't know, like, I can't, other than you being my right-hand person, like, I can't explain, like, you were just my eyes on sets. Like, I feel lame saying everything.
I'm like,
about you.
Guys, I'm not kidding you. Like, the other day, via DM, we're like, I miss it.
No, literally, like, I hope you know I miss it.
And I'm,
you know,
like,
I just want you to know I'm not, like, happy. Not that I'm not happier. I'm just like, oh, I, you know.
No, same. Yeah. I would even say, like, I was definitely more happy. Like, mm-hmm, if I'm, like, comparing happiness, like, yeah, I was definitely more happy when I was working for you. But I know this is a transition year, and we'll figure out our new normal.
Yes.
And we'll figure out our new happy
selves. But I think that's also why a lot of influencers idolize this job. And then when they do it and they're by themselves, it is very isolating. Like, it is so lonely. And I do think us human beings are meant to be around people. Like, we're meant to work together. Like, mm-hmm, that's how, you know, it's just very lonely. So even if you are by yourself, whether it's you hiring someone now to help you film, us having brainstorm sessions at Starbucks, Ava and I used to do that all the time. And Mia, mm-hmm, we would literally, like, go to Starbucks and just write up video ideas. And, like, having some sense of, like, camaraderie is so important in life, but also in this field specifically, because mm-hmm, it can be just very lonely. And without that, I think you can just sit home and spiral, because you have the time and the energy and
to think.
So many factors, mm-hmm, too.
The thing I miss the most is feeling like a team, like a duo. And I felt like I was just going through life, like I was living this insane life, and I had a teammate, mm-hmm, doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so motivating. Like, I felt like our friendship / partnership / our relationship, because we were basically dating,
literally,
like, you would, like, motivate me in this way, and then I would motivate you in this way. And
we would feed off of each other.
Yeah, we were constantly, like, good, positive energy, like, making ourselves the best version, mm-hmm, of ourselves. You know when you're, like, in a friendship and then you leave and you're like, wow, they, like, took a lot of my best qualities away
added
from
a lot,
me, right?
Yeah.
You, like, truly fueled me and, like, pushed me to a limit I didn't know I could
in,
like,
that,
the best way. And that's something I miss, like having that energy around all the mm-hmm. time, because like I always wanted to perform for you, or I always wanted to do my best because like I respected and looked up to you so much. So that's something I'm trying to be like, okay, if someone else is not there for you to like make you perform the best, like you got to do that for you. No, so figuring that out,
the amount of videos I have that I should be editing, but like if you were sitting on my couch editing, I'm like, I should edit too, you know what I mean? Like little things.
We just need to plan a new day where every day we like hang out and work together.
I should do that today, but it just feels like such a daunting task. Yeah, there's a lot I miss, honestly. Yeah, but I do know that this is just like the time right now. And again, things have changed so much, but I am so excited for you. Like I never wanted that to get twisted in any way. We also mentioned it recently in a vlog because all my comments were, oh no. It was Instagram story. I did like,
oh yeah,
hey, ask me questions. All of them. I always get like the same questions. One of them being like, why does Andy get work anymore? And I was like, fuck, I didn't realize I was unintentionally kind of avoiding that question because I felt like we were like, oh, we should talk about it. Should we talk about it together? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want.
Even, we didn't even talk about on this podcast that we were going to talk about this today. I just figured we would.
I just figured we would too. Yeah.
Like, we don't plan, we're not planning like our scheme of like how we're going to brand this.
And so many YouTubers, and I probably would have in the past been like, oh, we should do a thumbnail and be like, oh my God, she's leaving. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I did just film a Q&A and in one
like,
of the questions.
I am crying in the thumbnail.
No, I am going to be like, in the thumbnail.
No, that's so,
just
so fine.
Forewarning.
It's so fine.
No, I'm kidding.
But that's again what's hard about.
Yeah, you kind of announced it on your Instagram, and then
that was the first time I talked about it because I got so many of those questions, and I was like, oh, I know. In the end, I knew you were waiting more for me because I just know your personality, and you're like, I would never just like openly like talk about this without your permission. Like,
yeah,
I know you.
It felt illegal.
Yes, no, I just know. And I was like, oh, like now that I think about it, I was like, yeah, this is fine to say. So I just,
it's
I was
funny,
like,
it
I'm unintentionally.
It kind of just made it feel like easier for me to talk about it because I, not that I felt like I was hiding things, but in a way I did because
well,
I was like.
You're alluding to things. I'm going through a lot with my crisis and work. And it's like, what about work? And you're like, I'm trying to relate to people, but like, I can't say that I don't work for, you know. Like,
yeah, 100%.
I get it. But yeah, and then from that, so many people were like, wait, what? You don't work together anymore? Da, da, da. And then, oh my God, the amount of people being like, you need a new TK? I was like, no,
really?
Thank you. Yeah, I got so many of those.
That's
so many
funny.
People were like, wait, can I apply? I was like, no, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. So, okay, we went to Hawaii for your birthday trip.
Yes.
And it was just as friends.
Oh my God, it's
so
much
fun. What do you feel different at all now that you're 30?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it.
One, I think the stereotypical stuff, like when you just hear 30, I think that's a number. 21 and 30 are numbers your whole life you think of, or maybe you didn't.
No, like, I actually agree.
Like those are like within the milestones, you know.
So true.
13, 16, 21. No, 16, 18, 21, 30.
Yeah.
25 kind of, but 30. And I just think for my whole life, I always pictured what my 30s would look like, or like what I would be doing when I'm 30. And I definitely thought I'd be married with kids and like living in a yard and, you know, being
living
wifey.
In a yard and whatnot.
Living in a yard and a tent back of that yard. And it's just so funny because instantly, I don't know, I just feel more sure of myself, which everyone says. And I know it's only been like a month, but just hearing I'm 30, like if there's things that's, if I'm overthinking something, I'm like, Alicia, you're fucking 30. Like, don't give a shit. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
wow,
almost
great.
Like a, if I'm still giving a shit, it's a me problem. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
Granted, I still give a shit about certain things. I'm like, he didn't text me. Or like, whatever. But, or you know, stupid shit. But in the end, I just definitely feel like, or if they don't like me or, you know, even, oh my God, we went on a brand trip a while ago. And there were two other influencers there. And the way that I just felt in a whole different world from them, they were so much younger and they were great. They're super sweet, but it was just so funny. It was just so funny. I felt like they definitely felt like they were the shit. And it was so hilarious to me because I was like, wow, I remember being in that era of YouTube and that was a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was actually a long time ago.
I remember you telling me about this.
Yes, and I just remember feeling so much more mature in a weird way, being like, oh, it doesn't matter who has the most followers. Like, they'll figure it out the way that I figured it out, you know? Let them feel like hot shit because you know what? Yeah.
Fuck
you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. But that won't last. You know what I mean? But whatever. That's just life. Yeah, 30. I don't know. I definitely always knew I would be my healthiest, like, physically, mentally, in my 30s. I just always knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
That makes sense, though.
Does it? I feel like...
Well, yeah, everyone's a hot mess in their 20s. Like, you're just figuring it out. Like, in your 20s, it's purely, in my head, to be figure shit out. Nothing's going to be perfect or set in stone. Mm-hmm. You're just figuring it out.
Oh,
fuck
1,000%.
Up in your 20s.
Also, I think I'm excited because in Hawaii, I journaled to myself, which I told you guys all about. And I was thinking, like, holy shit, when I think back to me being 20 and, like, what I would, like, 20-year-old Alicia, like, truly, I thought that's who I was and how I'd be forever. And now I'm like, oh, my God, that was just one little era. Like, that was just one little moment of who I was then. And it's always evolving every few years and changing. And the same way that I journaled to myself when I turned 30, I would love to journal to myself when I turn 40.
You should.
I will. Yeah. And it's just going to be so crazy because I'm going to say the same thing about now, being like, oh, she really thought she was confident and knew who she was. And like, no, babes, you were so young. Like, I know I'm going to say that about me now. So I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for so many reasons. I'm excited I still get to do this job. I never thought I'd be 30 doing this. So that's also new, uncharted territory. Like, wow, like I'm still doing this shit.
That is fucking iconic. Dude, name someone that's been doing it longer than you. There's probably like 5 people you can name.
I mean, they're there for sure, but
maybe 10. I'm being dead ass.
Yeah, I feel very grateful. I think for a long time I hated the fact that I'm like, oh, there's like new people who are like have more followers or viewers than me, or like it's easy to look at someone, even someone like an Alex Earl, right? Mm-hmm. Like blows up overnight. It's easy to compare yourself. I'm saying this to you, right? You're like, damn, I've been working for years and like I don't know what happened, she just popped off. But like that's her trajectory and that's her lane.
Also, she had been working for years. She had been uploading for years.
Yeah,
which is
exactly.
Like no one ever realizes that. Continue.
And that has nothing to do with your lane.
Totally.
It's so different. It's so separate. There is room for everyone. Like, you don't need to feel embarrassed. Like, oh, yeah, I've been doing it longer. And, like, this person had already, like, passed me. Don't compare yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now.
And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
There's nothing like experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can't put, I guess, a number on like experience,
mm-hmm.
because that is something that is so valuable, if not one of the most valuable things just in life. Experience.
I don't care if you have two doctors, I want the one to operate on me who has 40 years plus experience and his degree, not just someone who just graduated.
Has a degree.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
totally.
Maybe, yeah, they graduated more recent, but I don't give a shit. Like, I want someone with the experience.
Yeah. I'd rather hire someone to work for me that has worked on like 80 million different shitty sets
mm-hmm.
than like has one big corporate name on their resume.
Totally.
Yeah.
In my experience, the people who have the cool, flashy names on their resume
are cringe.
It's like, just because someone worked for a big, popular company does not mean they're the best employee.
Totally.
That's my tea.
I definitely would say, from my POV, you turning 30, you feel older, more mature, and just way more confident.
Yes.
Like, this is the first time I felt like, I always felt like you were older than me, but not like that much mm-hmm. older than me. Now I'm like, I feel like you're older than me.
I feel that because when you were going through your quarter life crisis, I was like, damn, mine was a long time ago. Like, I'm like, oh, I just went through that. I'm like, wait, no, that was actually, I mean, I think COVID kind of changes that for everyone,
yeah.
you know, because I'm like, oh, it still feels like it's 2021 to me, or 2019, but yeah, when I think back to, I'm like, damn, 2018 was when I was 25.
Yeah.
But like, just
which is
very
crazy.
It was, yeah.
I feel like I recognize it the most or notice it the most when like stupid events or whatever, and I'm like, I'm gonna go, and you're like, ah, I'll stay back, and I'm like, I get it. You're 30. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why would you need to go? Like, I already feel like I'm like that, and I'm 25. I can't imagine how I'll be at 30. And I feel like I just understand you and like your reasoning more. I'm like, she's 30, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, also when you go through phases where you're like just excited to get invited to any event, and then you realize that, not that there's layers to events, but it could be a full time job just going to events in LA. Like, the like, there is something every single night with every single brand, with every single, like, there's so much stuff. Like, being a socialite, I could never do it. Like, I could never. I'm like, aren't you exhausted? I'm like, to put on makeup again. I'm like, oh, I have to do my hair. Like, I'm like, oh, there's just so much. There's, so basically, there's always so many events out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, me knowing when to say no, I'm like, I'd rather sleep early tonight.
No, I get it. I get it.
Uh-huh.
What are you most excited for this year?
I think what I've missed from working together is that feeling of accomplishment at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get that again.
Amazing. I love that.
With filming, executing. I'm very excited to hopefully by the end of the year have a full routine and structure, infrastructure, and again, I say employees, it makes it sound like I have like 20 people working for my brand, which I really don't. But like, when it comes to like Pretty Basic or Parallel or like all these other brands that I'm overseeing.
I mean, you do have a lot of people though.
Yeah.
Than
but
the
like,
average Joe.
I'm like, it's not just to film my YouTube channel, like, or like vlogging. I feel like people picture 15 people behind watching
me vlog.
I'm
no,
like,
no.
No, it's not like that. I'm just excited to like create.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I've been excited to create because I feel like I've been burnt out for years.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me excited.
I love that. Are you excited for our travels?
I am. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But
you need
I am
to sleep like literally all day today and tomorrow.
I know, but I'm just like, I'm gonna be jet lagged again. I am really excited. I am so I I think what's been happening turning 30 is now with these trips, I'm just grateful. Like, I just got offered another brand trip, and past Alicia would expect that. I'd be like, oh, really? Yeah, of course. Like, you know, why wouldn't they want to invite me on brand trips or whatever? And now I'm sitting here being like, this could be my last one.
That's crazy.
Like, especially the way that things are. Like there was one last day that we filmed together and we didn't know. Isn't that heartbreaking?
Don't make me cry.
I know. But that's life.
No, it's okay. I'll come help another time.
I'm like, that's life. So this could be the last, like, brand trip. You know, also there is a recession going on. Like, brands aren't spending what they used to. It's just, it's so good not to get comfortable. And I've had a lot of other influencers hit me up lately being like, are deals really low for you? And they're, like, really scared. And I'm like, you know what? We never thought this would be forever. And I think having that mindset, because I'm so mature now and I'm 30. makes me excited to experience these, because it almost makes me think, appreciate it more. I mean, like, if this is the last time, enjoy this first ass, you know, ticket to Italy or whatever the case is.
That's great advice.
Mm-hmm. Also, being on a lot of brand trips, you walk in and this is, I always struggle with feeling guilty about this too, but when you go on multiple brand trips and you expect, like, oh, the room will most likely be decorated, you know what I mean? Like, versus the first time I ever went on a brand trip and I walked in, I had no idea, like, that there's products everywhere and that excitement and you're giddy and you're freaking out. Obviously, when you go on 10 and they're all like that, you walk into the room and you kind of expect it. So I'm excited to get out of that mindset of expecting anything, you know, and just being like, holy shit, I, one, gonna be here. Two, this could be the last trip I ever do like this.
Yeah.
You know? And just, I think that's what I'm excited for this year, is to not take things for granted.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
Thanks.
That's great advice. How many brand trips have you been on?
Oh my God, probably like 12.
Should we count them?
My first one ever was like a Neutrogena one. Where was it? It was like a staycation. It was here, but it was like a 3-night thing.
Greece and for Daniel Wellington.
I was going to say that one. Greece.
Paris for
Paris
Benefit.
Paris Benefit. Napa Benefit. Whistler Benefit. Tokyo Benefit. Tarte Bora Bora. Tarte New York. Miraval. Creme.
Anguilla. Not naming company.
Dominican Republic. I'm like thinking of my thumbnails in my head right now.
No, I'm like thinking of your Instagrams with the white, but you wouldn't be able to tell because everything is white.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where else did you go with Tarte? Was it another tropical place?
I think I get it mixed up because I'm like, I think of our palette, but like, I'm like, there wasn't a brand trip around there.
Isn't that crazy? You have a Tarte palette?
Yeah, but you can't buy it anymore, I don't think. Yeah, but it might be on Ulta.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. I think that's all.
That's all.
That's a lot. That's all. I'm like, that's
10?
All. Yeah.
10.
And then one's coming up.
Brand trips.
I know there's a few more small ones that I'm forgetting, but 10-ish.
I think there's a few more small ones you're forgetting, too.
Mm-hmm.
With me, it was Anguilla, New York, Tokyo. I was on the Napa one.
Mm-hmm.
Miraval.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I've been on 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then I'm so grateful because Alicia's taking me as her plus one. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for that one too.
I am so thrilled. It's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited.
And I'm so excited to be, or like go on a trip together and just be buddy buddy. And like, I don't know. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited.
What was your favorite brand trip we've ever been on together?
Probably Tokyo.
Same.
Yeah.
Honestly, I loved the Anguilla one too.
I honestly,
like, I had a great time.
No, that one was sick. For like,
and the San Fran Napa one, like, I loved, but that wasn't like,
yeah,
as buddy buddy. Like, I had my own room for that one, which is crazy. What advice would you give to someone who wants to hire an employee?
Do you really want to hire an employee? I'm just kidding. I love test trials. We did one.
Agreed.
You didn't know you were doing one, but you did one.
Yeah, had no idea.
It's so easy. I think even I've made that mistake more recently where I'm just like so desperate to get help so I don't have to do everything myself. I wish I took the time more to like have that trial period with people or, you know, because sometimes it's just not a good fit, even if, I don't know. I think
you
there's a lot.
You trialed with so many people before you had me.
Oh, I had so many interviews.
How many people did
no
you
interview? No one actually came over to film though.
Wasn't there like a guy though that helped you film once?
Oh, I would use like videographers,
but they weren't like,
yeah,
you never,
no, okay. I would just use or hire them like I would hair or makeup. It's okay, like, hey, copy. Can you come over Thursday? I'll pay you a day
a
rate.
A do and go.
A do and go. They wouldn't edit it. They would just give me the footage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I interviewed like 4 people. Mm-hmm. And all of those people were vetted by my management. And then it's so funny because when I look back to all of the people who I actually have worked well with and have such a good trust relationship with are all people I found. Versus like, as much as I love like, hey, management, can you help me find someone? Any type of vetting that way, I feel like they helped me find 4 people. We interviewed them. None of them I liked. And then randomly, I swear it was God, put you in my head. And I was like, what about that TK girl? Like, or even like Lexi. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been such an amazing, you know, I do think it's hard when you hire friends. Like, that's a whole other dynamic, whole other episode we can talk about. But I don't know. I think my advice is really find someone you can trust. Mm-hmm. And even if their skill set is less or their experience is a little less than someone else, that trust is irreplaceable. Obviously, don't go just like trusting everyone. Like, make sure they work for your trust. Mm-hmm. But
what about me did you like see? Because when we started, we truly like weren't friends.
No.
I would say we were acquaintances, right? So what did you notice about me that you were like, oh, she's gained my trust a little more this time? Or do you know what I mean?
Oh, you were just grateful.
Okay.
You were a sponge.
But
you
like,
were
how did you know I was grateful?
Oh, so obvious.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
like, you had fun doing it. You weren't like checking the clock like, oh, we've been here forever. Like, you didn't care that I took forever to get a thumbnail and be psycho about it. Like,
oh, no,
literal...
I loved how psycho you were.
No, but
I was
like,
she's crazy.
You're like, I love it.
I was like, this is why she makes the big bucks.
Yeah.
It like made sense to me.
I think you were also you were interested in what we were doing. I think the people that you hire who are just like needing the paycheck are the ones who kind of do the bare minimum. I say needing the paycheck, being like, I don't like this job, but I'll do it. Like, I wanted someone I could pour into and invest into and teach. And I knew I had a lot of knowledge about the space. And the fact that you were just like a sponge and wanted to learn, like, made me so excited and respect you more because you respected what I did. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had someone who was like judging me, being like, oh my God, she's taking an hour to get a stupid thumbnail, it doesn't matter, I would be like, no, never working.
And that's
again.
Just trusting your intuition, I think, and your gut about how you feel. Or
but if you didn't respect
reading the room,
you know, what I did, I'd be like, okay, red flag. Like,
totally.
you just clearly aren't meant for this role or whatever. Yeah, I think that you were so grateful and you had so much fun. And I just remember being like, oh, no, I'll pay you. And you were like blown away. I was like, no, yeah.
I had no idea the first time I came in I was getting paid.
Like, that's crazy.
I was like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I was like, Alicia Marie's rich. Like, literally, I walked in and I was like, this is crazy. Like, you
I think
own
I just
house?
Gave you like $200 too.
And that was way more than I was getting paid.
See, but to me, company. I was like, oh my God, that's like, yes, please, I need help. You know, like, I don't know, finding someone who's a hard worker, finding someone who isn't just trying to jump steps and like doesn't want the cool title. Also, you never once tried to act like you made me, ever.
Oh my God. That would be a joke.
Okay, but like the audacity people have.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
How did you know as a hard worker though?
TK, like.
Because like we never talked about this.
Because you wouldn't second guess anything I asked you to do. Like if I was like, hey, we're going to go to Rodeo Drive and Ashley's going to do this. Can you just get shots doing this? Yes, do it. Boom.
But that's mind-boggling to me that people don't. Like, someone wouldn't do that.
But I think a lot of that, again, you didn't know the role. We didn't know the role that you were having. You didn't know the role you would eventually have. I think now people have expectations of how fun this job is.
Ooh.
And they're like, oh my God, we get a shop on Rodeo. And I'm like, no, you get to film me shopping on Rodeo. Like, there's a very big difference. And obviously you being in my stuff, I think that's why I get stressed now when I know people would love to fill your shoes. I'm like, you won't be a TK.
You're not a character.
You're not going to be someone, you know, I'm not going to just give you a platform because you think that's what you get with this job. That came separately.
And
you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Alicia never was like, I want a character in my videos as a behind the camera person. Like, I just happened to make remarks behind the camera and you happen to leave it in.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that
I
used to get
cut them all. Oh, yeah.
Well, they used to get cut. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'd be like,
yeah.
Cut it, delete.
Yeah. Delete. But then
that's
we
just
eventually left it.
Exactly. And just like a public relationship, if you introduce anyone to your space, people get attached. And it's like, which is why people cared when they found out you didn't work for me anymore. It's just like, versus if I switch maybe a graphic designer or editor that I used to work with and no one knew, it would be less like, oh my God, what happened? Yeah. Like, things are different now. I don't know. So I'm just very weary about who I show to the public because I feel like you guys are my my children that I need to protect. Mm-hmm. And if, like, I don't want anyone taking advantage of them. I don't want, you know, whatever.
I think also when your life is so public, when you do find a good duckling, mm-hmm. That you know you can trust and they're, you know, a great friend or a great person to have in your life, like, you don't want the public to ruin it because the public can ruin it. Like,
oh.
Or just it adds so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And I, like, cherished that time where I wasn't on camera, mm-hmm. and I was just, like,
and I was aware of that, too, because I'm like, dude, she's going to get love and she's going to get hate.
Yeah.
Like, you being in my stuff, you will get love or hate. People will love. They'll be like, oh, I love TK. Or they'll be like, oh, I hate that girl. Like,
yeah.
And that's just something that comes with the territory. And that is hard. So mm-hmm. I think.
And it's not what I initially signed up for, you know?
And
no
exactly.
one signed up for that.
Exactly. And I think that's what's hard because when I am hiring someone, I'm like, oof, okay. One, I have to protect them that way. Even though they may think I'm being weird about them being shown or like them being
like you don't want to show them.
Yeah, maybe I'll have an I don't want an employee who's going to be like, yeah, that's weird, she doesn't ever show me in vlogs, or like, oh, that's weird, she like acts like she did. Even when I first started with my assistant now, I would have her go get errands and she'd go get the Target stuff. I'd come back and I'd hold up the Target bag and be like, okay, just got some supplies. I never said I went and got them, but to the vlog it looks like I did.
Yeah.
But I don't want an employee or an assistant or someone who's like, yeah, she takes all the credit for everything I do. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, that's just, I.
But like, this is your job and I'm paying you
to
do that.
I hired you and I need someone to go get some glue sticks. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But there are people who would feel that way. They'd feel like I'm taking the credit that they've done. And it's like, I just need someone who's all hands on deck and understands what this world is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're looking for someone, you would tell them to look for someone that's hardworking and you can tell they're grateful.
Hardworking.
Anything else? Anything random that you wouldn't expect?
Oh, just do things that you're not asked of.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh my God. When I would come down from filming and you're like, hey, I sent that to Taryn for editing your vlog, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, thank you so much. Like, I didn't have to tell you, okay, so now I need you to send the footage.
Being proactive.
Just being proactive. Also being like, hey, I'm not doing anything. What should I do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of people are like, oh, no, well, you didn't tell
I'm
me.
Done.
Yeah, like, oh, I finished the list. It's like.
They're on TikTok vibing.
Yeah. And I'm like.
Hate thought.
No. You want a promotion, but you're not doing the one thing that would actually get you a promotion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think everyone just wants the title and stuff. And I say everyone. Not everyone's like that. But just being proactive.
I think also
sharing contacts, the amount of times you'd be like, oh, I know this person at FITM, like, let me connect you. Little things like that. It's like you not gatekeeping your resources.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
But bitch, think about it. Like,
yeah.
There's people who do because and I get they feel like that's all that, whatever. But as an employee, I'm like, it's all hands on deck. Like, this is going to be mutually beneficial mm-hmm. in so many ways if you let it. So people who respect what I do, who want to learn too and just understand that there is a lot of knowledge I have from this experience. Doing stuff that's not necessarily your role. Mm-hmm. Like in this, oh my God.
I think in any industry.
And truly, and yeah. I do think there's a line of knowing your worth for sure. Okay, example. So as most people know, I've recently hired on Lexi, who's a good friend, to just oversee all things Alicia Marie, like all things business. She's very, very talented with business. So the other day she happened to be over when I was filming and she's like, do you want me to be there? And I was like, yeah, if you actually want to, like, that would be great. And I've realized now how scarred I've gotten from past working relationships with people, not TK.
No, I'm kidding.
Because we were filming an office makeover thing and I'm like cleaning up my desktop. It was like all dirty. So I have like all of these rags and stuff, right? And I'm like kind of frantically all over the place. I like pick them up and I go to throw them away and she's like, hey, hand me those. I'm like, no. Like, cause I was scarred because I'm like, this isn't your job and I know you're gonna get upset. And I was just like overthinking. And she's like, she literally stopped me dead ass. She's like, Alicia, look at me. This is part of my job. I'm aware we're a small team and at times there's going to be things that I'm going to do that are technically below my role. It's okay. Give me the trash. And I was like, okay.
Yes.
And something as small as that, like, I didn't realize how much that meant to me because constantly being anxious about your employees and what they're thinking of you, or if they're like, that's not my role, I'm not doing that. Like, it is a small team. And mm-hmm. even if we're doing a pop-up or even if we're doing a live show,
100%.
It's like, if I ask someone to get me water and it's not technically my personal assistant, please just get me the water. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
course.
I'm not trying to be a diva, but I think I'd gotten it in my head of like, oh my God, I need to be very like,
You've been scarred by other people.
I think you don't realize how much you've been scarred until you have good people around you. And the fact that she was like, hand me the fucking trash. Yeah. I was like, thank you. Because I mean, technically she's like head of my operations or whatever. You know, like, she's not my personal assistant. She's not my maid, you know. But she was like her giving me that little pep talk, I was like, thank you so much. Because I hope you know I appreciate you. Like, so little things like that may seem like no-brainers to people. Mm-hmm. But those are the people I want. I want the people who see it as a no-brainer. You know what I mean?
Even when I remember.
Which you would do.
There would be times where we would be, let's say we're on a trip, right? And I would like, I don't know, do something that a normal-ass friend would do, mm-hmm. right? Like, because your friends help you with little things here and there. Like,
hey, I'm getting coffee. Want one?
Yes. Yes. Getting coffee, making a reservation, going out of their way to blah, 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 whatever. Like, that's just normal what friends would do. You would be, like, baffled. You'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry you don't have to do that. I'm like, girl, like, we're friends, too. Like, I would do this as your friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really sad, honestly, when you get scarred because it makes you question yourself.
Yeah.
And the last thing you ever want to do is question yourself. But I feel like you've gotten way better at that.
I've gotten way better. And I think what helps is in the end, I know I am a good boss and I know I...
And you're a good person.
A good person. I know I pay my employees fair. Like, it's not like I'm taking advantage of like all these unpaid interns totally. Who are cleaning up my dog's shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's a very big difference. So I think in the end, realizing it's a personality thing and just having people who are down to be all hands on deck and also not, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I was going to say, like, one thing I'm looking forward to about our relationship moving forward is, like, for instance, when we are in Italy, like, mm-hmm. for the wedding or whatever, like, I can't wait to vlog and film and eat. Like, when we're out and about, like, I'll hold your camera and film as a friend because, like, I'm so excited about that. But I feel like you used to be like, oh, like, we're on a trip right now, like, but you're my employee. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Those roles can get messy sometimes, which, like,
totally.
Pretty much never cared, you know, but like it's I'm so excited to like just be friends and mm-hmm. be like, of course I would love to do this for you. Yeah. I would love to, like, it's weird when you're friends but you're all your job is to take photos. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's like it's just a weird mind fuck sometimes. Yeah. And I'm so excited to, I don't know, get back to that, because of course I would take pictures for my friends or film for my friends or help mm-hmm. them edit or like be able to talk shop with
totally.
You, like when we're just hanging, vibing, because like we love what we do and mm-hmm. we're so grateful to be doing it, and being able to do that just simply by choice, I'm so excited for.
No, I totally am.
So yeah, I'm really excited for our trip. I feel like it's gonna be so fun.
I just want to get there. The travel day is what's.
Oh really? I kind of like the hustle and bustle.
I think it's just because I got back from Japan.
Probably.
And the coming back from Japan, I don't know what happened. We were like. Everyone was just moving so slow. We were delayed. We sat on the tarmac for like over an hour.
Ooh, that sucks.
And I was starting to get a cold, which like now makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
So exhausted. And like, it was just a lot. So I think I'm just like, ooh, I just want to get there. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be smooth.
Do you have any personal goals for this year?
Be wifed up. Just kidding.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I'm definitely ready for a relationship. Now,
like, ready more than you ever have been?
Like, when I think about, I don't know, I'm just ready to, like, have a person.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
I'm not sure what that looks like, but
now
I'm
that
ready.
I'm gone.
Now that you're, yeah, literally. No, literally.
That's why
you
I
left
want a boyfriend.
A hole. I'm like, wait.
For
I'm
so
torn.
Long, I was so content being single, and I'm like, wait, I kind of want a boyfriend.
No, mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm ready for that. I think for a long time, I was like, no, I'm not ready. Like, I still don't want to, like, get married tomorrow. I think that's a huge thing, which I think I just have commitment issues, like, now that we dived into that on the podcast, like, yesterday. But
it makes sense, though, because, like, Remy has Cal, Ashley has Jackson, like, all of our friends have their people, mm-hmm. and, like, we always went together.
Yes.
Like, on trips.
I know.
We'll see what happens.
Me and Taryn on this trip are just going to be by ourselves, but it's okay. It's okay. Honestly,
no,
I'm just excited
we'll
to bond with her. I feel like I haven't seen her in forever. But, yes.
I'm going to be with you.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're going to be with me, but, like, emotionally and mentally, you're going to be somewhere else.
Perhaps.
You're going to be like...
We'll see, though. Maybe it'll go, like, shitty. I don't know. It's either going to be great or it's going to be
really bad.
This
is what's
really going
to happen. I'm going to be filming. I'm like, oh, my God, so funny. TK. You're going to be gone. I'm be like, Although like, Haley did text me the other day and she's like, Lita, what's your type? And I was like,
there you go.
Like, please tell me. Please tell me.
There are some single guys at this wedding, I think.
She's, the way you said that didn't sound like, you know. Are there just some? Like,
well,
some.
I don't know how many. I know the last wedding hot? I was at, I'm not kidding you, there were like maybe three. And like there was only like one good option. And I, but well, like this wedding, I think there's like actual, not that the other people were actually hot.
It's okay. None of them are listening.
I'm like, yeah, so-and-so from South Africa is listening. No.
No, Brian has a lot of friends.
No, Brian has hot friends.
No, I love that.
Because Brian's hot.
And we love that.
Brian's
for Haley.
A zaddy, yeah. Of course, Haley would not have. Haley
I'm
would never
so excited.
Have not a zaddy.
Oh my God, no.
Haley's so hot. He's lucky to have her.
He is very lucky to have her.
But he's just like a great guy, and a great guy has like great. They have great
guy friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, I'm going to stay in Italy, just never come home.
I'm going to be in Italy for a month.
Did you decide what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm staying.
The whole time?
Yeah. So I'm going to be there for a month.
See, this is where I realize I'm older than you.
Yeah, but I'm 25.
No, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we are just different.
Yeah.
Like that, I just, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Don't get murdered.
No, I'm going with 1, 2, 3, 4 other girls.
Good.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know them.
You'll thrive.
No, I'll be fine.
You will absolutely
you know, I actually
be fine.
Will.
We're going to be like, why were you here?
Wait, I was going to ask what you have personally. Okay, so you want a man's.
Yeah, I just want to like be like hee-hee and cuddle with someone.
Okay. Yeah, I never gave her that.
No, she never did. All he does.
Yeah.
Seeing him tonight, thank God.
Okay, so a man's, anything
a man's,
else?
Just
so did
like
she
a
give
little...
you good options? Did Haley give you good options?
She was just like, okay, good to know. So oh, okay. I gave my spiel.
Alicia kind of had someone she was entertaining.
He texted me yesterday.
Was he weird?
Poor guy. I'm not fully writing it off, though.
Okay, good.
I'm not.
No, I like that.
Yeah, I'm not fully writing it off.
Here's the thing that I've learned recently with dating is I feel like I used to immediately, if they did one thing, I was like, ew. And then yeah. I was like, fuck them. And yeah. my friends would be like, fuck them. And now we're both in a place where we're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
we give people a little grace.
Totally.
Because people are weird.
Also, people
doesn't
could
mean
think
they're a bad
I'm
person.
Weird.
Yes.
You know, like they could be like, ew.
There's shit we do. Like, that's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're like, can you not? No, totally.
No, but deadass. Like, we do cringy, weird shit mm-hmm. all the time. So I've been learning to give people a little grace because I used to do more than the opposite. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good. You're not writing him off.
No, I'm totally not. I think
he's just done some things.
I think he was just.
He's not a bad person, though.
Oh, no. He's a great person, guy.
Which is why
he's
we're not
really
writing.
Hot, too, which is like.
And he's rich.
And he's rich. Everyone, what's the problem, Alicia?
No, literally.
Well, I'll do next time. Hopefully there's updates with that. But
okay.
Yeah, dating more.
What if you find just like a hot Italian man?
I told you I'm not coming home.
Slay.
I'll stay with you the whole month.
That's amore.
That's amore.
Amore.
Fitness. I saw Golia the other day.
How was it? Basically
back to where I ever started with him, which.
That's okay.
No, you know what? I literally was like, I feel more confident and sexy now than I did at my lowest body fat percentage, which like means so much. Like the fact that I'm so much happier.
No, I can literally tell.
No, same.
You also have so much more balance.
Yes.
Like you used to be psychotic, which was fine.
Oh, totally.
You loved her.
Well, I think I thought I had to be, well, I have OCD. Makes sense. but also I felt like that was the only level that was possible to feel. Like, I don't know. I've learned so much in my fitness journey, but I am also like, no, I want to be my healthiest self. I want to work out, to move my body,
yeah.
to feel good, you know? My jeans have been a little tight. That's fine. I still feel sexy. I didn't say I wasn't sexy, but
yeah. sexy
it's also
as it.
Sexy as it is. But it's also fine to, you know, want to work out for your own health, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, you know what? I'm only getting older every day. If I want to be the healthiest in my 30s, maybe move today. Maybe, you know,
maybe
go for
a little
a walk.
Less rotting.
Maybe a little less just sitting on the couch on TikTok, you know? So
no, I dead ass meant to tell you, even off camera, like I am so, I think I maybe did in Hawaii. I love how much more balanced and like you just feel so much less stressed with just like that. And it like makes me less stressed. Like seriously, like you feel so much, to me, you seem so much more confident and just like you're down to have like an off day, mm-hmm. which like you used to be so rigid with yourself. And I'm like, it's fine. Give yourself a little grace.
Yeah.
Like your off day is someone's on day.
Which is crazy that, well, not lately.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I'm proud of you because that is like a huge change.
It's hard not being all or nothing. So that gray area has been a big learning experience. 80-20
rule.
80-20.
Mm-hmm. So it was, you went to Golia and how was he?
Oh, he was so good. It felt so good to see him.
I love him. Maybe I'll go.
You should. No, honestly, it felt like the smell of the office, just seeing him, like.
That used to be in our routine, you guys.
It felt homey. Like, it felt comfortable. And, like, it was, I don't know. I forgot how much I loved seeing him. Not even for the knowledge of what he's telling me, because at this point, I know what to do. And I even told him, I was like, I didn't come for so long, because I was like, let me, like, get back on track a little bit. I haven't been drinking my water. I haven't been having my snacks. You know, like, I know what I need to do. So let me do that for a little bit before I see him. And he was like, yeah, it makes so much sense when you're sick to go wait to get better to see the doctor. Like, that's not how it works, you know?
Yeah.
And how many times do we do that with, like, the gym or something where it's like, no, I want to, like, get in shape before I get a trainer. Or like, oh, I want to, like, do. And it's like, just accept where you are. And there's, that's so fine. Like,
wow,
it's,
I
so,
love that.
I loved how he said that to me, because I was like, I know the only reason I always used to go so much and started going back was because I need a coach. Mm-hmm. I need an accountability. I need to be like, no, I'm seeing him Friday. I said I would work out 5 times this week. I need to do that. And he was so great. He was like, "It's, you are so funny because you're so easy to coach." He was like, "It's just you deciding you want to do it." And I was like, "No, I've decided. I want to do it again this time."
Aww,
and like,
love
that,
him.
That was so hard for me, because I think a huge part of me being depressed last year was me not keeping my promises to myself.
Yeah.
Because if I've always been driven. I've always been like, no, I'm gonna upload every week, boom, do it, not
you
an issue.
This is what I said in my lessons episode. I was like, Alicia taught me discipline.
But I've struggled with that discipline this past year, and I've struggled with, once I knocked myself out of that discipline a little bit, having an identity crisis of like, I don't know who I am anymore. Mm. I've always had drive. I've always been disciplined. Like, I've never been one to like give in.
You've always made the promises you made
yes,
yourself.
If like, every, you know, the fact that I have a video that I've edited that I've said for months it'll be up this week and it's not, like, that's very hard for me.
No, you don't understand. You being off makes me feel more human. I'm like, oh, thank God.
But it made a huge spiral of me being like, who am I if I'm not disciplined, if I'm not mm-hmm. driven, et cetera, whatever. So
that makes sense.
I'm just excited to, like, one, get out of that dark place I was in, but two, also now realize, like, no, that was just a low, and now we're not in a low. Mm-hmm. And now I can appreciate those half on days, because now I know what it's like to be fully off. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
I'm not even kidding you. Going into your house every day and having that routine, like, you and Ashley motivated me so much, just knowing, like, all right, I'm getting up and working out before work. Like, I know they are too. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing that we all had to be there ready to go at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Was such a motivating factor, and it's weird and seems silly, but like, now I'm like, wait, I miss having my accountability.
Oh,
which
Ashley,
I texted you guys
yes,
this week. I
yes.
was like, guys, hold me accountable for uploading.
I love that, and I need to, I'll put it in my calendar to remind me to ask you. But even Ashley moving out, I didn't realize how much I would wake up hearing her up, and that would make me, or she would even come be like, get up, it's 10, you know what I mean, like little
yeah.
things like that.
That's a good impression of her.
And I'd be like, no, I can sleep it if I want, you know. So now that she doesn't live at my place, she'll be like, oh, like, I'll pick you up for the gym. And even that helps, because I'm like, okay,
she's
picking
so good
me
with
up.
That.
Yeah, but that helps her, too. So
it does.
Yeah, it's been a good balance. But I need accountability, and I need a coach. And whether it's for fitness or even, you know, keeping mm-hmm. me accountable, I think, I don't know.
Don't be afraid, guys, to ask your friends. Literally this week, I texted both of them, and I was like, because we have a sister group chat, and I was like, hey, y'all, hold me accountable for uploading on YouTube, just because I've been off lately,
mm-hmm.
and I've been wanting to, like, it's throwing me off that I'm not keeping the promises to myself. I said,
don't spiral. That's my advice.
Yeah, I literally have said this whole year, I'm like, I'm going to upload at least twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so hard for me to do? Why am I not doing it? And so then I texted them, and literally I uploaded twice this week already, because I texted you guys that.
Accountability.
Just text a friend.
And even it was so funny, because all my excuses I've had the past year or so with working out and fitness and my nutrition plan went out the window the second I'm sitting across from someone, a doctor that I'm paying, and he's like, have you been drinking your water? And I'm like, about to say all my excuses. I'm like, no. Like, it was so black and white. I was like, have you been doing this? I'm like, no. And I'm like, I'm aware I haven't been prioritizing it. And as hard as it is to like say that you just haven't been prioritizing uploading or whatever, you can make all the excuses in the world. But him being like, okay, how's training been? And I'm like, yeah, I haven't gone. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter how busy or whatever. Da, da, da. It's like, no, it's not that I don't have the time to do it. I just am not prioritizing it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm prioritizing my social life more. Maybe I'm prioritizing the podcast more, you know? Mm-hmm. In the end, it's not that you don't have time for anything. It's that you just are prioritizing certain things over others. Mm. So, and for, again, when I was on my fitness grind every single day working out like crazy as if I was a bodybuilder. Ew, why did I do that? I don't know.
And you were ripped.
I was ripped. I was uploading my vlog 3-4 times a week.
We were grinding.
We were grinding and uploading a main channel every week, but I had absolutely no social life.
No one can say we weren't hard workers.
No, but also it's like, okay, well, if I want to add social life in there, I can't expect to be doing everything.
It's like a triangle.
It is. So that's my forever battle. I talk about a lot, but will always be something in my life, I think. But it makes it easier.
It just wasn't point.
Yeah. Because before I used to be like, I don't get it. How can I not do everything? I'm not that I'm good at everything, but I'm like, no, like my fitness is off. Why is it off? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm giving it a lot. And I'm like, I'm giving it a lot, but I'm also, if I'm socializing and drinking and partying with my friends, my fitness can only be so good, you know? Mm-hmm. And being okay with that and being like, no, I'm choosing for it to be 70%. It doesn't have to be 100.
Totally. I guess as we wrap things up, I wanted to ask what advice do you have for me as a creator moving forward on my own? Like, what would you tell just any creator, but specifically you can be specific towards me if you want.
This is actually perfect.
Working for myself. I'm scared what you're
because,
about to say.
No, when I was at Coachella, I ran into this girl named Bria, who I love. I've loved her vlogs. I love her podcast.
We love her vlogs.
She's a very talented creator. And actually,
she's great thumbnails and titles.
I was going to say she, all that like Tarte drama and stuff going on, like she was kind of like the center of that. So I feel like most people probably know her now, but love her. Very talented. And we were in YouTube. Or, sorry.
I'm sad I didn't meet her when I was with you.
We were at Coachella and we were taking photos and I hear someone come and goes, hi, like, and I turn around and it was her. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I love you. I was like, oh, my God. Da, 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 da.
You really have been a fan of hers forever.
I was like, oh, my God. And it was funny because she was, yes, oh, my God. It was funny because she was, like, clearly nervous to say hi or, like, didn't know how I'd respond. But she's like, I know you follow me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's always hard when you're like, I know we follow each other, but, like, do you actually know who I am kind of thing? So I was definitely drunk. I was actually very drunk at this point. So like we say hi, whatever, we get a photo. And I just stopped her and I was like, can I just say something? And you know I'm about to say something when I say, can I just say something? I was like, I hope you know, like you are killing it right now. I was like, do not compare yourself to any. So this is my advice that I'm giving you also.
Okay.
I was like, I hope you know you are fucking killing it right now. And the time that you're in your channel, like this is such a special time. Don't feel like you need to move to LA and do all these LA, like, whatever stupid things. I was like, stay in your bubble and just keep doing you. Like, don't focus on any outside noise. Like, don't focus on who's going or who's blowing up like crazy. Don't focus on algorithms. My biggest pet peeve is, like, I'm all for trying to crack an algorithm and stuff. The amount of TikToks that I see of random people being like, okay, so TikTok's algorithm is now pushing 8-minute long, da, da, da. And it's like only 3 minutes. That's been growing me. Like, my Instagram, I've gone up because now they're only pushing 5-second.
Yeah, use this sound for the algorithm
every
to break it. Yeah.
Single day, there's a new strategy. And in the end, all these people are just going to be going in circles trying to find an algorithm. But guess what? Even if your video gets on that algorithm, if it sucks, no one's going to give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, focus on you. Focus on your content, your quality, how you stand out. Like, even, it just bothers me so much because everyone's trying to like figure it out as if there's like some lock and key,
like a life hack.
Like there's like the answer to it. Yeah. It's never been that way. Been doing this for a while. It's never been that way. Even if you get a shout out from Mr. Beast, if everyone goes to your channel and it sucks, no one's going to subscribe.
Wow.
Or also if he shouts you out and you have a different demo, his demo isn't going to want to subscribe.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like don't focus on trying to figure out the new secret or whatever. Like the people who blow up are the people who have a personality and can relate to their audience and never feels like they've outgrown their audience. Like realize that there's people watching mm-hmm. and those people, like in the end, I watch YouTube to feel connected to someone or to learn something or to feel inspired. So like figure out where you land. Don't feel like you have to make a fake brand or character in any way, but like, I don't know, just do you. Do not compare. Don't be like, well, Alex Earle's doing this and it's working. Cool, that's working for her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between trends, following trends, and being too inspired and trying to copy. I don't know, dude. Like, just do you. Like, be that, it's so much better to be that secret corner of the internet that people are like, holy shit, I found this girl and I'm obsessed with her. Versus like, oh yeah, that has a million views, but I don't care that much. I don't know. I don't know.
So you think just focus on me, not listen to the outside noise.
Yeah, and you're going to piss people off, but like let your voice shine through in your stuff. And that's what I was telling Bria. I was like, stay in your bubble, do you. Like, don't, just enjoy it too. Have fun. And maybe you make a little less money or you get invited to a little less events. But, like, if you're enjoying doing it, that's, like, everything.
Totally.
Everything. My other advice, yeah, be grateful. Be so grateful. Every day, sit and look at your apartment and be like, holy shit, I have this apartment.
No, I dead ass do.
But it's so important because...
Every day I'm like, I can't believe I live here.
But think of how many people would finally, like, get their dream apartment and then they're like, oh, but they have a house. I don't have a $10 million house. Like, now I need that. Like, don't get caught up in that.
I don't think I'm there yet, but yeah, I get it.
That's misery.
Yeah.
That's your path is misery if that's your outlook on everything.
Yeah. That's like, scary.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, be great. Be so grateful, dude. Like, people are taking time out of their day to like watch you do dishes, huh?
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
I don't know. There's a lot of influencers who look at their followers like, oh my God, I have 2 million people who are obsessed with me versus like, nah, but like there's people I follow, I don't even know their name. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean that in the nice way, but realize that not all of your subscribers are ones who are like obsessed
ride
with
or
you
die,
or
yeah.
like right. But focus on those. Like focus on the people who've been with you for years. Focus on the fan pages who've like spent hours like making countless edits and like
no, they're the best.
Like, but yeah, I don't know. Like, just don't let numbers get to your head. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Word. Is there anything else that's like little nitty gritty?
Oh my God.
Or like super random.
Have good lighting.
Okay, have good lighting.
Have good lighting. Nothing can get me to click out more. You can have the best thumbnail. If I click and the first shot is you in a bathroom that has very yellow lighting, I'm out.
My bathroom?
I'm out. And that's a personal thing.
It's okay. Most bathrooms are yellow, mine included. Alicia just has a weird thing with lighting.
I have a weird thing with lighting. But, like, to me, I think I see a vlog and I want it to feel like the start of my day. Like, I want it to feel like, oh, that, like, I want to see, like...
No, you like a cute little intro.
I love an intro. I love, like, I don't know, different angles. I think now learning I have ADHD makes so much sense because I'm like...
You get bored.
I get bored. If I can't sit through my own video, then who the fuck is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be... engaging and just but that's like more little nitty gritty stuff, but have good lighting, use a window.
Especially or in most of the video,
yeah,
I would say,
and just in the most.
What about as far as just like being my own boss?
Do your taxes.
Okay. Yeah, I do that.
Good. I don't know, I think be slow to hire, quick to fire.
Patrick Starr,
when I tell you I heard him tell me, I didn't know what he really meant until it was too late.
Yeah.
It's
a great advice.
But again, you only have that advice because you've gone through it and you don't want someone else to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so if you have to figure out the hard way for yourself, then like maybe you'll have to. But have just being your own boss.
Like for me specifically, you know what I would struggle with. What advice would you give me?
Just do it.
Just do it.
The amount of time. Nike. Just do it. Literally.
Phil
Is this
Knight.
Nike?
Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it.
No, you're right.
You talk a lot of things. You're like, I know I need to do this. I know I need to do it. I'm like, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, one of the reasons why I feel like I haven't wanted to have a brainstorm session. I've been wanting to have a brainstorm session with you for a long time. But one of the reasons why I personally have it is because I'm like, no, I know what I said last time and I haven't been doing what I said I would do. So I need to wait till I do what I said and then I can come back.
Whoa.
That's a huge thing for me. I'm like, no, I've said I need to upload on my main channel. Well, I haven't been. So let me get that done before I come back. Yeah. Be like, okay, I did that. Check. Now what can I do?
That's so funny. I feel like you're the one that taught me how to just do it and just upload.
Yeah, so I'm like, just do it.
Yeah. No, because you are so good, I feel like, at turning around a video like that.
And I think that's why I take my words so seriously, because yeah. I'm like, no, I said I would do it, and then I can't try to blame the algorithm or anything else if I'm not even uploading. Totally. You know what I mean? Like, so I think you overthink and you're like, no, I have an idea of how I want my closet cleanup video to be, and it needs to be like this. And I'm like,
it's my biggest weakness.
It's a YouTube video. Remember with my merch when I was like so OCD about like, I was like, it needs to be a clothing line. And then I was like, Alicia, it's just merch.
Yeah. Just get it out.
Yes, you have the creative ability to think of something else. But if we're not filming a movie, this is just a YouTube video. Not just, but in a sense, it's just merch. It can be simple. All of your worth is not tied to how good this merch or video is.
Yeah.
Your talent. I used to feel like I had to prove every video how talented I was with editing or like the storytelling or et cetera, as if this is the one video that shows me as a whole to everyone. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
It's just a video.
But once you get that confidence more of realizing like, no, you know you can do that if you want, but you're choosing not to, that helps you upload more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I need to channel that more. Because mm-hmm. I will, if it's not perfect, I'll be like, I need to wait till it's perfect to upload, when really I need to just get it up.
Also,
like, who cares about the crazy editing?
Also, there's always going to be something.
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be something. And in the end, I personally don't watch super produced YouTube videos.
I sometimes do.
Unless it's like Mark Robber, because I love his stuff, like the scientific shit. Like, I just want to watch Sierra Furtado do a haul. You know what I
same.
Mean?
Oh my God, like, I love Sierra's vlogs.
Time and place, right? Again, keep people engaged, have a lot of angles, et cetera, whatever. But I don't care if hers is on a steady cam and she's walking and shop. Like, I'm just like, I just want to vlog. I just want to feel like I'm in the room watching you show me what you got, you know, when you were shopping.
Yeah, at Hermes.
At Hermes. I want to see the Birkin.
No, literally.
Did you see Remy's Birkin?
Did she get one?
She got a Birkin in Tokyo. She put the vlog up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Her name is Bianca.
What color?
White.
Oh my God, ballsy.
Ballsy.
White?
Mm-hmm. I know. I couldn't even have a tan.
Yeah, wait, is it a Kelly?
Mm-mm.
It's the Big Daddy?
It's a Birkin, yeah. I know. Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Beautiful.
Did she get it at the actual Hermes store?
No, you can't. Those?
Okay.
It was a...
That's what I was wondering.
The more like second vintage.
Okay, so it's a vintage one.
Yeah.
That's
so it's
sick.
A secondhand, yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh my God, I would be terrified.
Point being though, I don't care if it's like crazy B-roll of her opening the thing. I
no,
just want to see it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so like
yeah.
Know the time and place for those videos.
Also, you don't need to have a Birkin to have an interesting video. Just FYI,
no,
I'd be going to Hermes. Like, we watch literally the most dumb
oh,
shit.
No, I
grocery
literally,
halls, yeah, the house dumb boots.
Literally, even like the parallel trailer I made.
Oh yeah,
that was time and place for that.
Totally,
I don't need my morning routine to look like that.
No, is there anyone on YouTube you're watching right now that you're loving?
Fernanda Ramirez.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
I did just subscribe to this one girl. I honestly haven't binge-watched her yet, so she's getting the half of Alicia Marie approval stamp because I haven't even watched her stuff yet. But she's on TikTok. Her name's Morgan, I think, and she's, like, engaged or dating, like, a tennis pro. But I just
oh,
found
yeah.
her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I hope
love
she's
her.
Nice. I need to watch her shit.
I haven't watched her videos, but someone just told me to watch her videos
no,
on YouTube.
No, I just subscribed because I was like, your thumbnails are beautiful.
But
like,
I think I follow her on TikTok, maybe.
Yeah, I was like, wait, am I obsessed with you? But I need to watch. I loved her TikToks, so then I subscribed to the YouTube channel. I still need to watch the YouTube channel.
Okay.
But
I need
seems,
to watch her, too. We'll
she
watch
seems
her
like
Italy.
She gets it. Yes.
Can't wait.
On the flight.
Okay, well, Alicia Marie... Thank you for being you and for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I loved working for you. And I know I'll work with you again at some point. And there's nothing but absolute love I have for this girl. And yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming and for sharing your knowledge with us. We are so grateful.
At Sleep Outfitters Outlet, great sleep is a big deal. Save 40 to 60% every day on every Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic.
queens as low as $249. Customer exchanges, closeouts, and floor samples. Inventory changes daily, so come in for your dream deal today. With no credit needed financing, expert advice, and up to 60% off retail, it's never been easier to get the sleep and savings you deserve. Go to sleepoutfittersoutlet.com for financing details and to find a store near you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.